haben die nur eine Kompetenz, aber die Kompetenz ist nicht. I was the lucky witness today of the most incredible, beautiful Abhishekha ceremony here with these most exquisite, transcendental personalities who have decided to descend down, but down, appear in Vrindavan, rather in this beautiful Vrindavan, looking over the Yamuna, looking at the most beautiful place of Sri Krishna's pastimes, where the Raj Raj is in abundant quantities, imprinted by the lotus feet of all the bridge passes and the harshanas of the Supreme Lord as they are moving from Bansivat towards Sevakunja. In Vidana, Shungarvata, all these transcendental places where the eternal pastimes are being manifested. Now here again, these pastimes have expanded once more in a very beautiful way, with so many devotees chanting and dancing virtually from all over the world, coming here by the grace of the Gurudeva, to once again have Rajmandal Purikrama starting on Sharad Purnima, most auspicious full moon, where the full moon of Krishna Chandra has appeared in the form of Gopinath to blast upon us and to make our hearts feel the joy of shelter at the Sadhu Sangha, the whole entourage, the environment of Vrindavan, which is difficult to describe, even though in the Holy Scriptures, great souls like Raghunandas Goswami and others have elaborately given us a feeling of this Vrindavan. And I just don't know how to say anything decent with this insignificant tongue and lips when it comes to such incredible topics. But it is just charming, and I'm so grateful that I can be here in such a moment, and that I can see all your smiling faces here, full of shraddha and utsaha for devotional service and appreciation. It's really something, you know. My fortune has no end because of that. And I simply wish to get the blessings of Radha Gopinath and Mahaprabhu so that some or other I never lose the sight of the lotus feet of the bhaktas. Because once there was a very interesting occurrence. I took one of my godbrothers who I met here and who had lost a lot of his face for some reason, but he had come to Vrindavan. And I asked him, "Do you want to meet a pure devotee?" He said, "What do you mean a pure devotee? Not a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada is not with us." "No, no," I said, "please come, I want to show you a pure devotee." So I took him to Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, who was staying at Sri Chaitanya Gaudiamand at that time. And my godbrother was in a challenging mood, so he asked Srila Puri Maharaj, "Puri Maharaj, you're chanting now for 85 years the Maha Mantra." Puri Maharaj said, "Yes." "What did you get from that? What benefit did you get from that? So much chanting." And I was feeling so ashamed. "Why did I take this person to Puri Maharaj?" But Srila Puri Maharaj didn't take it that way at all. He was dwelling upon the question, pondering with very soft feelings emanating from him. And then he looked at him and he said, "What I got from from chanting all those years is the understanding that without the devotees, I'll be finished. When he said that, my God brother broke into pieces. He said, thank you for taking me to pure devotee. He said, thank you. I couldn't believe it. But it's true. So, seeing the devotees of the Lord, seeing those who have year after year dedicated, year after year doing all these efforts to take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to every town and village in the world, publishing the most beautiful Vaishnava Granta, and making Krishna available again and again and again. This is what we are celebrating, that's what we are rejoicing here. And any moment, any, even a breach of a second, they say, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Koyin, Lavavatra Sadhu Sangha. Even a breach of a second. What to speak of hearing a class from a Vaishnava who is only knowing Krishna as the one and all of his life, and to be in the association of them and taking the remnants of the foodstuff that gives us hope. I just heard another little story I want to share with you. A person read in Padma Purana very recently, which was so amazing. I had so much hope from that story. There was this one person, and it was a woman, and she was receiving the betel nut, and she was chewing the betel nut, and then all of a sudden she spit the betel nut like they do, and it fell on a Vishnu temple, on the wall, the spitting of the betel nut. So she didn't think much about it, but the night of that day, she left the body. It was her time to leave this world, and the Yamadutas came to get her. And while the Yamadutas were just about to take her, the Vishnu Dutas showed up. And they said, no, you can't take her. She said, why not? She's very sinful. She has done many sinful things in her life. Yeah, but you don't know. She decorated the Vishnu temple. So, you have no influence over her. But when I heard that, by the grace of my spiritual masters who are boundlessly merciful, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda, Srila Maharaj, all the Vaishnavas, I can feel that there is some hope even for me. Thank you very much.
રસાનંદ બ્રહ્મચારી ગુરુ મહારાજ સંબંધે કુછું 15 મિનિટ છે કે 20 મિનિટ Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
जिन्होंने उनको संन्यास प्रदान किया, इसलिए भक्ति प्रज्ञा केसर ఆశ్రయాలు మనకి భక్తి ప్రజ్ఞాలే ఇసే మహారాజ్ మూల్ ఉత్సాహే ఈ భక్తి ప్రజ్ఞా కిశోర్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ మూల్ ఉత్సాహే జో సన్యాస లేకే సర్వత్ర స్వయం ప్రచార యీ హై ఇంకా ప్రచార ఔర్ ప్రసార కరే ఇసే అగర బులా జాయే శ్రీ చైతన్య మన అభిష్టం అగర యహాన్ పర్ బులా జాయే శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద మన అభిష్టం స్థాపితం జన కుండలే స్వయం కేశవం కదా మహ్యం దదాతి సుభదాతికం ఈ కోయి అతిథి నహీ హై ఇసే ప్రభుపాద మన ఇన్కో ద్వారా సంపూర్ణ విశ్వ మే కేవల్ ఇతనా నహీ ఉన్కో బాద్ మే భీ ఉన్కో మూల్ స్రోత రూప్ మే కియే థే లేకిన్ ఇసి ఇసి సమయ మే అగర విచార్ కియా జాయే తో శ్రీ
जैसे उन्होंने ये विग्रह को स्थापित किया जो कि हमारे किसी को
ये समय के विग्रह नहीं, सारे विग्रह भी वहां पर ताले भी गए, लेकिन उन्होंने एक समय के विग्रह को स्थापित किया जिसको देख करके उनका गुरु है कुछ लोग बोले ये क्या सफेद विग्रह कब परिणाम होता है, इसलिए उन्होंने ज्यादा उसे काला विग्रह ज्यादा पूजा, इसलिए उन्होंने सफेद विग्रह को स्थापना कर दिया। कुछ लोग गुरु भाई ने काला उसे किया है, इसलिए उन्होंने ये सफेद विग्रह में कैसे रूपांतर को छुपा हुआ है, इसलिए उन्होंने ये चीज को स्थापना करने के लिए उन्होंने बिना बिहारी अष्टकम लिखे। अब वो बिना बिहारी अष्टकम में वो कितने तीक्ष्ण बुद्धि थे और उनका दार्शनिकता, उनको विद्वत्ता का देखना है वो ग्रंथों को अष्टम को पढ़िए और उसी अष्टम को पढ़ने हमारे महाराज जी को टीका किया है। अगर यह चीजें जब तक कोई नहीं पढ़ेंगे हम लोग महापुरुष को धारा में आए हम लोग रूपांत करें ये चीज हम नहीं बता सकते। इसलिए उन्होंने राधा चिंता निवेशन जैसे धार्मिक विलोकिता श्री कृष्ण चरणाम पदे राधा लिंग विक्रम इसी श्लोक को उन्होंने कहा राधा या लिंगिता राधा राधा या अलिंगिता राधा लांगिक, इसलिए राधा पर चिन्हित और राधा के द्वारा अलिंगित कर यह चीज को बताने के लिए उन्होंने सूक्ष्म रूप में बताए। हमारे महाराज जी से टीका लिखे उन्होंने चैत्र चैतन्य का हमारा संपूर्ण सारा सूक्ष्म उतार दी, इसलिए महाराज उन्होंने जी उनको गुरु जी को जीवनी के ऊपर जो ग्रंथ लिखे हैं इसको हम लोग विशेष रूप से अध्ययन करनी चाहिए। अगर हम हमारे महाराज जी का हृदय को अगर हम समझना चाहते हैं महाराज का हृदय में क्या तेजस्वी है क्या उनका हृदय में संपत्ति है, अगर यह चीज को समझना चाहते हो जरूर ये अष्टक के ऊपर महाराज जी का जो व्याख्या है उसको आप जरूर पढ़िए और उनका दार्शनिकता अगर देखना चाहते हो उन्होंने एक श्लोक को द्वारा हम जो पढ़े एक श्लोक का जो गंभीर चिंतन केवल केवल रस नहीं तो उसको अपने तत्व दर्शन केवल रस नहीं तत्व दर्शन के ऊपर में रस की जो गंभीरता है वो चीज को उन्होंने प्रकाशित किया और महाराज उसको टीका में बड़े विशेषण पूर्वक उसको व्याख्या करते हैं, इसलिए पूरा उन्होंने ब्रह्मपुराण और महा स्वप्न विलास अमृत इमिलकला का लीला महापुरुष रायरामानंद संवाद को संपूर्ण रूप में वहां पर उड़ा देते, इसलिए उन्होंने यह श्लोक को स्थापित करके क्योंकि हम गौड़ीय वैष्णव है इसलिए आमी भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर कहते हैं आमी तो राधी का पक्ष पाति सदा कबू नाही है ताकि जेजन से जनम जे भाव के मन से भावे थाके आमी तो राधी का पक्ष पाति सदा कबू नाही है ताकि ये तो बात व्यक्त है कि यह रूपांतर तत्व हम क्या चाहते हैं श्याम सुंदर हाँ राधा रानी कृष्ण का चिंता करे ये गौरी वैष्णव नहीं चाहते, गौरी वैष्णव क्या चाहते हैं हमें राधा रानी कृष्ण की तरफ दुखी नहीं कृष्ण राधा रानी का चिंता करे, इसलिए जहाँ पर श्याम सुंदर स्वयं राधा रानी का चिंता करते 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 संपूर्ण रूप में उनको भाव में डूबते हुए इमिल कला में वो गौर का भी भाव में किया है, इसलिए माना इन्होंने ये विग्रह का स्थापन करने के लिए उन्होंने रूपांतर को स्थापन कर दिया और उनका नाम जो भक्ति प्रज्ञान है क्या नाम है भक्ति प्रज्ञान है तद भक्ति की विशेष ज्ञान है तद भक्ति का विशेष ज्ञान क्या है तद भक्ति का विशेष ज्ञान प्रेम है तद प्रेम का चरम क्या है अगर स्नेहवान करते करते आप यहाँ पर भाव अंग और जाग जाग बढ़ता है प्रेम का अंतिम जहाँ पर राधा रानी का भाव है, इसलिए ये भक्ति प्रज्ञान मतलब भक्ति के एक उन्नत उच्चल रस की ये मूर्तिमान है, इसलिए उन्होंने गौर वेदांत समिति को भी स्थापना करते हुए उन्होंने यही चीज को उन्होंने स्थापित किया है, इसलिए गौर वेदांत समिति मतलब जहाँ पर वेद का अंत जहाँ पर श्रीमद् भागवत जहाँ निगम सर्वतरुण दलितम फलम और सारे संन्यास का नाम भी भक्ति वेदांत भक्ति वेदांत, इसलिए वास्तव रूप में ये भक्ति वेदांत का जो तात्पर्य है जिसको पहले पहले आचार्य ने साधारण लोगों का धारणा है कि वेदांत मायावादियों का ग्रंथ है, वहां पर उन्हें स्वीकार कृष्ण भक्त द्वारा उन्होंने भेद करके जहाँ पर वंदे नंद रज श्रीना पाल अभिस्मत जहाँ पर आसान चरण चक्र बोल करके जहाँ पर उद्धव को द्वारा भगवान ये ब्रज प्रेम को ही और उसमें गोपी प्रेम भी सर्वत्र बताते हैं। इसलिए जहाँ पर भक्ति वेदांत शब्द प्रयोग करते हैं जहाँ पर केवल उन्नत उच्च रस ही जहाँ पर दिखाई पड़ता है और वहाँ पर कुछ दिखाई पड़ता ही नहीं। इसलिए ये चीज को उन्होंने स्थापित किया है और शुद्ध ग्रंथ महापुरुष का जो था शुद्ध भक्ति सदाचार ग्रंथ। इसलिए भक्ति प्रज्ञा कैसे बोले स्वामी महाराज उन्होंने बहुत सारे शुद्ध ग्रंथ रचना किया है और उसमें एक अलग अलग वैशिष्ट्य स्थापन किया जो तुलसी आरती है उसमें पहले जो गौड़ीय वर्ग में जाते हैं नामरे नामरे भैया नमो नारायण वहां पर भैया शब्द आती तुलसी मैया लेकिन हम जिस श्रृंगार रस उपासक वहां पर मैया शब्द की स्थान है वहां पर सब सखी है
भगवत भक्ति में बन गया।
गुरु मतलब क्या करेगा वहां पर लिखूं मैंने परम विजय कृष्ण संकीर्तन करेगा क्या फिर भगवत कीर्तन गुरु ये नहीं बोलेगा तुम मेरा सेवा करो गुरु तो भगवत भक्ति में लगाएगा भगवत भजन में उसको लगाएगा लगाएगा तो भक्ति में सबसे बड़ा माध्यम क्या है फिर वैष्णव अपराध में सबसे बड़ा इसलिए उन्होंने इसलिए उनको हमारे सरल गोस्वामी महाराज 65 गजे का सिंह उन्होंने ये उपाधि दिया है इसलिए ये उपाधि विभूषित किया है इसे उन्होंने पहले उन्होंने देखा कैसे मथुरा हाथी की कैसे ये वैष्णव अपराध है महाराज स्वरूप गोस्वामी को यहाँ पर बताते हैं यदि उसके माती हाथा उपाधि से छीन लेती है छोड़ दे पाता इसलिए भक्ति जगत में सबसे बड़ा जो खतरनाक वैष्णव अपराध है वहां पर वैष्णव अपराध दिखाया और वहां पर वहां पर जो गेट में जो दोनों खड़े थे वहां पर दिखाया भगवत का जो तात्पर्य जगत पर भगवत भक्ति अगर भगवत भक्ति को अगर व्याख्या नहीं करते हैं देवालय को भी मंडल का महापुरुष भागवत आदि ऐसे भागवत की जरूरत नहीं जिसमें भगवत भक्ति नहीं दिखाया इसे अंदर में प्रवेश करते ही उन्होंने रखा जहाँ पर सर्वप्रथम उन्होंने का छापा था और जहाँ पर ग्रंथ पुस्तक आदि जहाँ पर निकलता है इसलिए उनका नाम उन्होंने का परमार्थ खंड है जिसको बताया उन्होंने वैकुंठ वार्ता वह जिस ग्रंथ में साकार वैकुंठ से ही भगवत जगत से ही वो वार्ता कैसे भद्र दिया आ करके और बृहद मृदंग रूप में संपूर्ण कैसे चतुर्दिग ये करना है इसलिए उन्होंने कहा कि परमार्थ खंड उसको बात कर रहा है कीर्तन खंड जहाँ पर नित्य निरंतर जहाँ पर महापुरुष तथा महावर का कीर्तन होता है उसको बाद उन्होंने कहा उपास्य खंड है इसलिए उपास्य खंड में उन्होंने उन्होंने अपना सिद्ध स्वरूप को भी इंगित किया है इसलिए महाराज के सामने में उन्होंने अपना सिद्ध स्वरूप को भी मंदिर बना तो में तीन सीढ़ी बनाए पहले पहला सीढ़ी का जो रंग पहले नील वर्ण होनी चाहिए दूसरे सीढ़ी का रंग होनी चाहिए हल्दी वर्ण होनी चाहिए पीला वर्ण और तीसरे सीढ़ी उन्होंने बोले गुलाब रंग होनी चाहिए तभी महाराज और उनकी महाराज ने प्रश्न किया फिर ऐसे क्यों तो उन्होंने बोले पहला जो रंग है वो उनके नील कांति स्वरूप श्री कृष्ण का रंग है दूसरे जो रंग जो पीला रंग वो उन्नत उज्जवल रस की मूर्तिमान स्वरूप श्रीमती तप्त कांति से राधा जी का स्वरूप बोले ये अद्वितीय ये रंग क्या है जो गुलाब रंग सुनते ही भाव विभोर हो जाते हैं तो बोलते हैं उनको विनोद करने वाले हाँ उनका अनुराग रंग में रंगते हुए इनको जो विनोद प्रदान करते हैं तो ये किरण उसी समय तो उन्होंने अपना सिद्ध स्वरूप की इंगित किया महाराज बोलते हैं उन्होंने उसी समय जो सही शिष्य होता है उनको भाव को पकड़ लेते हैं पकड़ करके वो किस ना किस रूप में सिद्ध स्वरूप बताते हैं लेकिन उनको ऐसे शिष्य होने चाहिए जो किसको पकड़े इसलिए बाद में हमारे महाराज भी तब उनको स्वर्ग को उन्होंने स्थापित किए कि ये राधा कृष्ण को विनोद देने वाले ये विनोद में देखे और उसमें नाथुरा विशिष्ट को स्थापना करते हुए जिसको प्रहलाद महाराज श्रवण कीर्तन विष्णु स्मरण पाल सेवनम अर्चन वर्धनम दास्य सख आत्मनिवेदनम नवदा भक्ति भक्ति जगत का कैसे मूल है और उसके चार संप्रदाय उन्होंने पूरे रामानुज मध्व विष्णु स्वामी निवार चार संप्रदायों की मैंने प्रकट किया है आचार्य प्रवर्तक को वहां पर बताए संप्रदाय बिना ने मंत्रास्य विकला बताया अतः तलो भविष्यन्ति चतुर संप्रदाय अगर कली युग में किसको भगवत भक्ति करना तो चार संप्रदाय में कोई एक संप्रदाय में अंदर मुक्त होकर उसको भगवत भक्ति करनी चाहिए इसलिए संप्रदाय अंदर मुक्त होकर हमने ये चीज को स्थापित किया हमने दस अवतार भी कैसे प्राणी का क्रम विकास होने में दिखाया
Okay.
की साक्षात मनमत मनमत जय साक्षात कृष्णा ब्रज गोपियों का अंदर में जैसे मनमत का मनमत रूप लेकर भगवान प्रकट होते हैं, अगर उसी तरह अगर कोई रूपानुग गुरु वैष्णव का आनंद करते हुए ये गुरु का आनंद करके सारी भक्ति का आनंद करने करेगा तो एक दिन उनको उन्नत उच्च रस का जो स्त्री है जो माधुर्य जो उसको प्राप्त होगा, इसलिए समुद्र दासन की वस्तु उनका है, इसलिए आज उनका तिरुभाव दिव्य, इसलिए हम प्रसन्न प्रार्थना करते हैं आप किस चीज हमको देने के लिए आप आए और इन रूप में जिस चीज आप हमें दिए हैं
remembered me of so many things. So many things. He remembers, I have forgotten. But he remembered. Can you translate? You can see it.
Guru Guru Krishna Krishna Krishna. I did not take notes of what I can remember. Gurudev at the end said, very nice, which Padrasananda reminded Gurudev of many things which he said he would hear for God. So Padrasananda was saying, just like Sri Rupa Goswami established in one of his, the heartfelt desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world, so the same way our Padrasananda Gurudev, he established the heart desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Means what Rupa Goswami established, then our Guru Maharaj also, by the grace of Rupa Goswami, established that thing in this world. And that thing which Srila Bhakti Pranyan Kesamaya came in this world to establish, being carried forward by our Guru Dev, Srila Bhakti Ramanarayan Goswami Maharaj. He said, Padma Guru Dev, Srila Parampara had many wonderful, astonishing contributions to the world. Especially look at his Tulasi Kirtan. Before our Parampara came, then most people used to worship Tulasi Maharani. But that, like they use the word Mother, Tulasi Mother. But in the worship of the Satis, to Radha Krishna, there's no word, no use of the word Mother. Therefore, our Parampara, from different scriptures and from his own realizations, he wrote the most astonishing Tulasi Kirtan, which we perform every day in the Vedanta Samiti. Or you have a look at his Mangalati. There are written from the different books of the Goswamis and wonderfully established the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. If you look at his Aarti that he composed, especially in Bengali, described that we sing every day in Vedanta Samiti, describing the Aarti of Srila Prabhupada, how it deeply went into the discussion of Guru Puja. What is the incense? What is the land? What is the water? These are the wonderful things all written by our Srila Padma Gurudev. Especially as long as Mayavad has not been rooted out of the heart, then there can be no establishment of Sri Bhakti. Sri Rupa Goswami has said, Bhakti Bhakti Spriyaya Pisachi Rivad. As long as the heart is haunted by the two wishes of Bhakti, material enjoyment, and mukti, liberation, then there can be no question of experiencing the happiness of Bhagavad Bhakti. Then our Param Gurudev, how wonderfully he uprooted the tree of Mayavad from this world. How, before Param Gurudev, that most people were thinking, oh, what is Vedanta Sutra? Vedanta Sutra is the book, the common reading, the commentary of Sankacharya, the goal of Vedanta Sutra is liberation. But how our Param Gurudev described, no, that the goal of Vedanta is Bhakti. Therefore, by his literatures and especially by his sannyasis, he gave it all the name Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Dan Bhama Maharaj, Bhakti Dan Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Then, by this Bhakti Vedanta, he showed that the real goal of Vedanta is pure devotion to Radha Govinda. If you look very nicely, he made a plan for building his Navadvip temple. Then he divided Navadvip temple.
simply two separate sections. And Guru has discussed all these things in his autobiography. In the autobiography he compiled, Sri Hari Guru Dev. Biography. There, Vedas, the Devanagari Gaudiya is divided into two separate sections. And there are two gates. The first gate on the main road, that is called Narahari Toram, named after Sri Narahari Sarvigraha, means that unless we perform surrender to the spiritual master and service to the spiritual master like Sri Sarvigraha, then there is no question of having darshan of Sri Radha Vimalagi Hariji. And just like when we come out the other side, that gate is called Madan Mohan Ter. Just like you completely surrender and follow Gurudev, and when you come out in the service of Sri Madan Mohan. So Sri Devananda Gaudiya Math, he established the wonderful deities of Sri Varadev, Sri Mahaprabhu, Radha Vinod Bihari, and Sri Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then many people were thinking, oh, why he established the white worthy of Krishna? It could be that maybe he's a little impoverished, he could not afford the black Krishna. Therefore, he compiled the very wonderful Sri Radha Vinod Bihari Tattvastikam. And there he described Radha Chitani Vaisena Yasukrati Vilopada Sri Krishna Chandramande Radha Nikita Vigraha. Which Krishna do we worship? We worship that Krishna who was always in separation from Srimati Radhika. Therefore, taking all the leaders from the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the pastime here in Vitala, our Krishna in separation from Srimati Radhika attained the completion and the mood of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, which Krishna do we worship as Rupa Lukas under the guidance of Rupa Goswami? We worship that Krishna who is in separation from Srimati Radhika. Especially the devotees who do not like that Radharani will be in separation from Sri Krishna. But we like that Sri Krishna will feel separation from Srimati Radhika. Therefore, he established the white worthy of Krishna. Then, Sri Gurudev, when he was with Pujapad Bodhimaraj, Sanatan Guru, before he took sannyas, then they were describing the temple. And Sri Padam Gurudev said, the steps going up to Thakurji, the first step should be blue, the second one should be golden complexion, and the third one should be reddish. Reddish, pinkish. Then they asked why. Oh, the first one is Shambhira Sri Krishna. The second one is the personification of Uttama Srimati Radhika. Then who is the third? What is the third step represented by the pinkish complexion? Then Sri Padma became absorbed in some emotion. Oh, that Manjari who always gives me no or happiness to Radha or Bihari, that is indicated by the third step. So Pujapad Rasanand Guru was saying, oh, when it's happy, you cannot understand the mood of what Gurudev is giving at that time. So that time, Gurudev, our Gurudev himself established the Kisita Surup, Prabhupada Gurudev is none other than Sri Vinod Manjari. Out of his big temple at Devananda Gaudiya Math, he established the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, headed by Brahma, Lakshmi, Rudra, and and called Chakrishna. And also above, just below them, is the Acharyas who established their conception in Kali Yuga, like Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Vibhavitya, Sri Vishnu Swami, and Sri Madhvacharya. So, forgive me, I can't remember the seven divisions, but the library that is Paramatthakanda, that is where all the literatures were stored, Paramatthakanda. Then there is the section of the printing press, Priyankadanga. Then there is the kitchen. That is where the preparations are made under the guidance of Srimati Radhika for the service of Krishna. Then there is the Sevakanda, where all the brahmacharis and sannyasis would reside. Then there is the Govardhana section. The section of Govardhana, where the cows who are most beloved to Sri Krishna, they are served there. And the last section, we call that the Gyanakanda. Gyanakanda means like the Mayavadis who wish to merge with Krishna. That luxury section where everyone passes still in Europe, that is called Brahmakanda. Because we have no need for Brahman there, so we put it down the luxury.
Lion.
Somebody please put my gospel number 6.
As our Guru Maharaj had well, very good, highest, high class of Guru Nishtha. In the same way, he was Rupanuga Vaishnava. What is Rupanuga? Those who are following Bhakti Goswami Sindhu really know what Rupa Goswami and his transcendental Swarup Rupmanjari is doing. Always coming in Radhika. In Radhika, happiness, happy. In his sorrow, so much heart. Feelings pain in heart. So always serving Radhika. Sometimes Radhika may order him, order her, oh, stand up on the gate and don't let Krishna come inside. And Rupmanjari is standing on the gate. Oh, you cannot. Black, you should be very far away. Our Swami Ji is not alone. So, Rupmanjari is there. So, Guru Maharaj is telling Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasya Kantir Bilumbita. Why Radha should search Krishna very well? As in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. All the sakhis were searching Krishna. Radhika was also with Krishna. But when he left Radhika and came to Imlitala from Singalwad, then he began to think about Radhika. Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasatantir Vilya. Krishna, that the sky color, Shyam, it went away. And in the form of Krishna, but golden color of Radhika came. So Guru Maharaj has established Radha Krishna in same color. Everywhere he is established. Once a person make Krishna like giving some
blue color,
collar, and he became curious. Why you did so?
I don't want. I want that. And Srimati Radhika in golden collar.
What his collar is? Oh, Krishna collars is same.
And everywhere in India,
in Assam, in Mathura, everywhere is countries. No black.
Especially we can see Rupanga, whole Govinda Lilamrita, and everything has come in his
Mangalarti. Kiya chana? Shuka adi.
Mayur Shukadi adi jatopi kara.
Mayur Shukadi jatopi kara.
Mangal
jagaran kare.
What is the meaning?
Sunodhura dhani kare jata sakhi gan.
What is the meaning? He had two planets. Oh, they are
glorifying Krishna and they are making something that Krishna should avoid. Because time is over. And two parables. Oh, they are speaking so pitifully. Think that Guru Maharaj has written all these things in Mangalari. So, if you want to know all these things, I have written in Guru Maharaj's life, all these things. So, you can read here. Also, you know that when Guru Maharaj, as a Vinod Brahmachari, he dwelt the mat. One day, Prabhupada told, oh, you can go and see my Gurudev, Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
He now in Navadvip. There our Guru Maharaj with his auntie, मैंने पिशिमा बुआ प्रभुपाद का पहला शिष्य महिला शिष्य फर्स्ट लेडी डिसिपल ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गौ गौ विनोद और व्हाट नेम नेमी महाराज इन ब्रह्मचार्य उदयन टू सी श्रील प्रभुपाद गौरकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज एंड ही वॉज इन फैर इन पैखाना रूम लैट्रिन एंड ही हैड गिवन व्हाट ही हैड शट अप द डोर इवन डिस्ट्रिक्ट मैजिस्ट्रेट and SP of police came and they requested him that we will make a very beautiful ashram for you. Please come while you are in latrine. You should open the door, we want to meet you. Oh, I am very tired. I cannot open the door. Lamentable. Nowadays we are inviting so many officers, ministers, and they come and they inaugurate. But he did not care and did not open. And after that, Guru Maharaj came with his Buaji, auntie, and told, Prabhu, you should open the door, we want to take your darshan. He told, I am very busy. I cannot open the door. Our Guru Maharaj told that we are sons, disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he has sent us to take your darshan. Oh, you have come from Saraswati? Oh, at once they opened the door and they went inside. And to Guru Maharaj he told that your whole problems of your life I am taking. You also preach boldly in whole world. So Guru Maharaj speaking this used to weep, tears coming, that only by the boon of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj I am preaching boldly everywhere. Everywhere. In Midnapur, in Assam, where they wanted to kill him. But Guru Maharaj boldly told, those who take meat and eggs and wine, their mouth is like a tree. And thus they became very offended. And they began to throw stones at him. Then Guru Maharaj told that, I don't care all these things. And so many persons from that village came in the sight of Guru Maharaj and they were stopped. Everywhere I have seen, everywhere I have gone with him, in Medinipur, so many questions and answers, boldly he used to give. He could not tolerate, वो कभी भी सह नहीं सकते थे यदि गुरु महाराज के प्रभुपाद के संबंध में कोई एक भी कोई इधर उधर की बात करे उसी समय में वो उसका खंडन करते थे निम्बार नंबर में सहजिया सावड़ी उन्होंने कहा प्रभुपाद कुछ नहीं जानते हैं रस का वो आम की गुठली चूसते हैं रस नहीं चूसते रस हम लोग साथ ही साथ में उन्होंने सावरिया सावरी सालार पीते गलत रावण सीता हरण और पांच प्रबंध लिखा उसमें वो लोग काट गए गुरु महाराज के ऊपर में केस किया और गुरु महाराज जी से हमने निवेदन किया कि गुरु महाराज जी ये प्रतिष्ठा का प्रश्न है। कलकत्ते में हाई कोर्ट में जो सबसे अच्छा वकील हो उसको कीजिए। गुरु महाराज ने हम लोग की बात सुनी और कलकत्ता से सबसे उस समय का बड़ा वकील लेकर के गए और उसने कहा कि हम प्रमाण करने के लिए आए हैं, जो इन्होंने लिखा इन्होंने सत्य लिखा है। वहां के मजिस्ट्रेट ने कहा, न्यायाधीश ने, प्रभु आप लोग सुलहनामा कर लीजिए, अरे हम लोग सन्यासी हैं, हमारा ये काम है ये काम। तब किसी प्रकार से उनको कहा कि तुम लोग क्षमा मांगो, वो लोगों ने क्षमा मांगा गुरु महाराज जी से। ऐसे अद्भुत चरित्र। कभी निम्बार्क वालों ने किस पत्रिका में लिखा, ओ केशव काश्मीरी के शिष्य महाप्रभु थे, उन्होंने केशव काश्मीरी ने चैतन्य महाप्रभु को गोपाल मंत्र दिया। बस गुरु महाराज उस समय मथुरा थे, हमने दिखलाया कलम पकड़ो, हमने कलम ली और वो बोलते गए। लेकिन निम्बार्क नाम का कोई व्यक्ति ही नहीं था, निम्बार्क के थे चारों संप्रदाय में, ये झूठ मूठ का एक उनका नाम रख दिया है निम्बार्क। हमारे जीव गोस्वामी ने, हमारे गोस्वामियों ने किसी ने भी निम्बार्क उल्लेख नहीं किया कोई दिखला है, अथवा चारों संप्रदाय के किसी भी वैष्णव ने आचार्यों ने नहीं लिखा। हमारे गोविंद भाष्य में श्री बलदेव विद्याभूषण ने और सब मतों का खंडन किया है, इनका नाम कहीं है ही नहीं है, इसलिए निम्बार्क नाम के कोई है नहीं। बस के गुरु जी महाराज के ऊपर में 2,00,000 रुपए का मान हानि का दावा किया। उनके वकीलों ने बदला कि उनको मत छेड़ो, वो क्या केचुआ खोदने पर सांप न निकल जाए, बिल होता है ना, तो उसमें कुछ केचुए होते हैं, अरे केचुआ निकलने के बदले सांप आएगा और काट देगा। वो केशव को महाराज वैसा ही आदमी है, बड़ा भयंकर और दुर्दांत व्यक्ति है, वो वकीलों को भी परामर्श देता है, कानून के संबंध में इतना अभिज्ञ है, मत छेड़ो, तो वो लोग बस चुप हो गए। ऐसे ही मैं उनके साथ में सब जगह प्रचार में रहता था, नोट करता था, उनकी रसोई बनाता था, उनका कपड़े धोता था, परिक्रमा में भी सर्वत्र उनकी महिमा अगा। इसलिए वो गुरु निशा जैसी थी, रूपानंद भी वैसे ही थे। नाउ कोवेल जो ट्रांसलेशन
In Hindi, I have.
So, Srila Prabhupada and Vishwanatha Swami Maharaj, for our Gurudev, he was actually a fearless teacher. And he was never afraid of anything. He always tried to protect the integrity of our Sampradaya and always had so much respect for his Gurudev. He would never tolerate any words that criticize Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev or our Sampradaya. One time, the people from Nimbarka Sampradaya, they claimed that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received Gopal Mantra from Keshav Kashmiri. But this is actually the opposite thing. Actually, Keshav Kashmiri was defeated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepting the defeat, he had left by becoming a devotee. But they say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated by Keshav Kashmiri and as a token of his defeat, he accepted Gopal Mantra from Keshav Kashmiri and became a disciple. So, hearing this, Srila Bhaktivinoda and Keshav Goswami Maharaj, he became very furious and immediately told Srila Gurudev that hold the pen and dictated one article to him that there was no person by the name Nimbarka. None of the acharyas of Gosam Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he does not understand lust. Rather, he is engaged in licking the Gaudiya Mata. They are only licking the seed of mango, but they are not able to taste the juice. But rather, the Sahajas, they are tasting the juice of Radha Krishna's pastimes. Hearing this, Srila Bhakti Krishna Kesava Goswami Maharaj, he wrote Prabandha Panchakam, the five essays about Rava kidnapping Sita, and severely criticized all the Sahajaya section. So when the Sahajaya actually read these five essays, they sued Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. But Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and our Guru Maharaj and other great devotees of Gaudiya Math, they inspired Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj that this is a matter of our reputation. Our Gaudiya Math reputation is at stake. So we should not hire any small time lawyer, but we should hire the biggest lawyer in Calcutta. So they hired the biggest lawyer in Calcutta. So when seeing that, all the Sahajiyas became terrified. And also the lawyer told him, the judge told him that it is better that you settle out of the court. So they approached Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and said, let's settle out of the court. But Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj said, this is a matter of prestige of my Gurudev, and I will not settle out of the court. So finally, all the Sahajiyas, they asked apology of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj would never tolerate any words of criticism. And our Gurudev also says that if you tolerate the words of criticism of my Gurudev, then you are nobody but a eunuch. So you should always try to defeat the people who are criticizing our Guru Parampara. One time in Mithnapur, that is near Calcutta, in Mithnapur district, actually, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj very boldly told that the people who take all the inedible substances like eggs and onions and fish and other non-vegetarian substances, their mouths are like gutters. Their mouths are like garbage. And hearing this, the gutters become very angry. Some section of the audience become very angry. And they began to pelt stones. But that time, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, some other people came to his support, and then the stone pelting and the disturbance of the Sabha was stopped. So he was very, very fearless, and we can see the same fearless in the personality of our Acharya Dev, Om Vishnu Parashishma, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Krishna.
जब हम बोलेंगे नोट कर लो
before Srila Prabhupada had any organization. He was his aunt said that, how are you going to achieve this? You don't have enough people to ring the bells during Arc Day. He said, through him, he will do it. This is even before Srila Bhakti Vinayaka Goswami Maharaj said, before he entered into the service of Srila Sarasvati Prabhupada. He was a very heroic personality in all respects. He came from a rich, very influential landowning family, and he himself was a very, very powerful personality, very strong, very influential. He was very unusual. It's a brahmachari. Because he was taking care of the lands. See, the Sarasvati Prabhupada, they had many lands, and there were many Muslim tenants, but they weren't paying any rent. So the Paramaharaj solved the problem. He caught one of them, and he dealt with it in such a way that all of them immediately began paying their rent. Everybody, there was no more problem anymore. So he used to ride around on gorgeous black horses. We had to use a brahmachari. And some of the devotees, they would see Srila Prabhupada, they'd be riding from one place to another, doing court business, land business, so many things. They don't know. He's just an expert man, a young man, but actually he has no knowledge at all. And one of the very senior scholarly devotees, the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one day he caught Srila Prabhupada reading Vedanta Sutra. So he became angry because the young brahmacharis are not supposed to read such advanced literature. He said, no, you're reading this or you're just moving the pages around. So Paramurti, it's very humble, he said, if you like, you can ask me any questions. So he took the book away and he asked the questions. And immediately he began to explain in such a beautiful, very, very concise, very simple way that he read it, he understood it, and moreover he realized the whole thing and he could explain it in his own way also. It's like the very last verse in Shri Vedanta Sutra. So it says they liberated, shut up. Do we hear it from scripture? Shri Bhaktivedanta Goswami is explained like this. We heard it from scripture, shut up. But actually, paraphrase is not. Shut up means by chanting the holy name of Krishna, they become liberated. This is the very conclusion of Vedanta Sutra. So not only he was very scholarly, very so scholarly that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave his whole library to read. He was so impressed and so delighted with this young man. Srila Gurudeva has explained that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. And now Srila Paramahansa, he was the very embodiment of Guru Nishtha. We've heard so many times how he saved his Gurudeva's life. He was so much fixed in the service, had so much faith in his Gurudeva, that even he would disobey his Gurudeva. On one occasion, when his mother was just about to pass away, she wrote a letter to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, requesting that Srila Paramahansa would go back to visit her just before she passed away. So Srila Saraswati Prabhupada called in Paramahansa and he ordered him to go back to see your mother. And Paramahansa left the room. And then the next day, Saraswati Prabhupada asked his disciples, so I don't see if you know, has he gone to see his mother? No, Gurudev, he's in his room. So then Srila Saraswati Prabhupada called Srila Paramahansa. He said, I told you to go see your mother, and you haven't gone. And Srila Paramahansa said, oh Gurudev, after so many births, I come to you, I found the lotus feet of a pure devotee Satguru. From you, I can cross this ocean of birth and death. From you, I can gain the most elevated secrets, the most elevated service. Now, if I go back and see my mother, perhaps she'll tell me on her deathbed that now I have to leave the mud and I have to look after the family lands. And if she tells me that, then I'll have to obey. But how can I leave you? So for this reason, I haven't gone to see her. He had so much nishtha in his Guru Maharaj. Srila Gurudev explained in Srila Paramahansa's biography that Srila Paramahansa did not trace his lineage back in terms of family. He said that when Radha and Krishna were performing their pastime, I must have been here somewhere, but I couldn't take part. When Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes, I must have been there, but I couldn't take part. They were not so merciful, but my Guru Maharaj, he was so merciful that he pulled me to his lotus feet and he gave me his service. So in other words, our Param Gurudev, his relationship, everything was centered on his Guru Maharaj. He was not only very intelligent, but he was very rasik also. Srila Gurudev was described, or we've heard so many pastimes. So one time, now this is Damodara, and Srila Gurudev is beginning to recite the Damodara pastime. So on one occasion, our Srila Gurudev is reading Vrindavan Chandra, Gopal Chandra. Gopal Chandra by Shiji Goswami. So Shiji Goswami is such a scholar, such a logician. And Shiji Paragurde was reading the passage where Shiji Goswami narrates Jagadali. So our Shiji Gurudev, as he always does, he will narrate this. And Gurudev was reading this passage. He said to Paragurdev, how can such a great scholar and logician be so rasic? And he began to describe how Nanda Baba type Krishna, and then Krishna refused to go to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda was standing like a tree, unable to move, almost unable to breathe. And then they're all pleading, and then finally, Rohini Maya says, but supposing she leaves, and then Krishna's crying, he runs to Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda's crying, Rohini's crying, everybody's crying. Nanda Baba's also crying. Everybody's drowning in Vatsalya Rasa. And then when Srila Gurudev read this, Param Gurudev began to display. Gurudev said, such a display of ecstatic transformation, very, very rare to see. So Param Gurudev is so rasic also. He's a very fierce preacher. He would face anyone. Like when this great communist, Jyoti Babu, he met him in a flooded district. So Jyoti Babu, he was a so-called philanthropist. He was looking after the people. And Param Gurudev, he was coming to collect. These people had been flooded out of their houses, flooded out of their crops, everything. And he came to collect supplies for Gaudamana Parikrama and invite him to come for Parikrama. So Jyoti Babu, he was outraged. He was standing there smoking a cigarette. He said, you come to beg from these people? Have you come to see good? Don't you see the flood? Param Gurudev said, I don't see any flood. The cigarette in your hand is still burning. Where's the flood? You should understand that flood, the fire, is a constant birth and death which is scorching. And we come to save them from this repeated fire of birth and death. On another occasion, he was facing a judge in a railway train. So judge is a very, very prominent person in society, Indian society at that time. So this judge said, I don't believe scripture. I don't believe anything that I can't see. So Param Gurudev, very famous, said, oh, do you know who your father is? Of course I know who my father is. But were you there when you were conceived? Do you know that that's your father? In the West, this is no big thing, but in Indian society, you ask a judge, then are you sure this is your father? Shock, horror, this is outrageous. So then the judge accepted, and then Srila Param Gurudev preached to him, and he became convinced that, oh, actually sometimes we have to accept the evidence of Shastra. He was very strong and very powerful in defending the Sampradaya also. He did most extraordinary research to show that, describing Mayavada, and he showed that there were two Buddhas, and that Mayavada philosophy and the Buddha of Gautam, Shakyamuni Buddha, they're almost identical. Most extraordinary research he did. And then he maintained the mission of his Guru Maharaj when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. So the whole Gaudiya Mathas went into disarray. The publishing stopped, the parikrama stopped. Many disciples went back to their homes, they got married. But Srila Paragurudev, he left the confusion. He started his own path with many great devotees, and again he established
going through snow and storm and avalanches coming and threatening them. And going to the south India, everywhere, they were traveling to see all the holy places and hearing Harikatha all the way. So this great, heroic, scholarly, Rasi, Acharya, actually had two great branches, two great disciples. His one disciple was preaching very intensively to a small group of disciples in KG Gaudiya. And his other branch, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he was preaching very extensively throughout the world, but not so intensively, because his disciples were too unqualified and foolish. But now these two branches have come together, and our Srila Gurudev, taking the disciples that he's been working with so strongly and so closely for so many years, and spreading the whole message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So this very auspicious day of his disappearance, I pray for his mercy that I can have his Guru Nishtha, and just a drop of his service to his Guru Maharaj and our Acharyas. Hare Krishna.
एक समय एक ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा समय हमारे गुरुदेव प्राय 500 यात्री नहीं परिक्रमा कर छिलें मथुरा ते उपस्थित होलें प्रथमे वही समय ते परम पूज्यपाद भक्ति रक्षक सिद्धार्थ महाराज परम पूज्यपाद भक्ति द्वैत माधव महाराज Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj and so many
Rishikesh Maharaj
Kai Kai Egarjan Sanyasi Barajan Amadir Kesav Ji Gaudiya Mathe Upasthit Tha Aar Sab Jakhan Ek Jagah Te Chile Takhan Rishikesh Maharaj Ekti Prashna Karen এখানে আমাদের সব প্রাচীন প্রভুপাদের শিষ্যরা আছেন আপনারা সকলে বিদ্বান আপনারা আমাকে অনুগ্রহ করে বলুন জীবের স্বরূপ হয় নিত্য কৃষ্ণ দাস কৃষ্ণের জীবের স্বরূপেতে তার কোন কৃষ্ণের দাসের সখা সখী বাসল্য ভাব কিছু আছে নাকি সর্বক্রমেতে হয় কেউ বলেন যে জীবের শুদ্ধ স্বরূপ তার মধ্যে কোন কিছু ভাব নাই যেরকম সঙ্গ হবে সেই রকম তাহার স্বরূপ হবে তখন গুরু মহারাজ পূজ্যপাদ সিদ্ধার্থ মহারাজ গুরু মহারাজকে বলেন যে আপনি কিছু বলুন তখন গুরু মহারাজ বললেন যখন জীবের নিত্য শুদ্ধ স্বরূপ তখন তার মধ্যে নিশ্চিত কিছু না কিছু পটেন্সি আছে নিশ্চিত হবে কোন সংক্রমে পেশেটি পাল্টানো যাবে না যে রকম হয় উদাহরণ দিলে একই গঙ্গা নদীর তট একই মাটি একই হাওয়া একই সূর্যের রোশনি আম নিম জামুন তেঁতুল ইমলি ইত্যাদি 10 তরহ কে বীজ কো ওহা পর লাগায়া যায় एक ही गंगा पानी से सींचा जाए एक ही हवा वहां पर बहती है एक ही सूरज उनको प्रकाशित करते हैं तो एक ही समान सब में होना चाहिए सभी बीच से सभी एक ही समान चीज होना चाहिए किंतु होता तो है नहीं संग है सब प्रकार का किंतु इमली के बीच से इमली आम के बीच से आम कटहल के बीच से कटहल उत्पन्न होता है सभी एक समान नहीं होते इसलिए जीव के स्वरूप में जो नित्य सिद्ध भाव है, नित्य सिद्धस्य भावस्य प्राकट्यं रीति शास्त्र, जिसके स्वरूप में जो है वही प्रकाशित होगा, संग से वो बदल नहीं सकता। यशोदा मैया जानती हैं कि हमसे श्रेष्ठ गोपियां हैं, यशोदा मैया का भाव नहीं बदल सकता। शिवाज पंडित महाप्रभु के परिकर थे, किंतु महाप्रभु चेष्टा बहुत किया, नारायण का सेवा वो छोड़ नहीं सके। अनुपम रूप गोस्वामी के भाई रूप और सनातन दोनों ने कहा आप कृष्ण का भजन करो, उन्होंने कहा ये ठीक है। दूसरे दिन बोले यदि मैं राम को छोड़कर के कृष्ण का भजन करूंगा तो हमारा प्राण चला जाए, मैं अपने जीवन को रख नहीं सकता। तो रूप सनातन बड़े प्रसन्न हुए, अच्छा ठीक है राम जी का भजन। मुरारी गुप्त हनुमान जी के अवतार, इनको बदल नहीं सके। इसलिए जिसका जो स्वरूप है पोटेंशियल रूप में है, संग से वो कुछ प्रकाशित होगा उनके संग से, किंतु जिसके अंदर में जो भाव है वही प्रकाशित होगा, दूसरा नहीं हो सकता है। इसलिए सुन करके सभी लोग बड़े प्रसन्न हुए, पूज्य बासीधर महाराज भी प्रसन्न हुए और वो भी बोले कि हमारे प्रश्न का उत्तर हो गया। इस तरह से गुरु महाराज के तरह तरह के अपने अपने विचार होते थे, उनके विचारों का वैशिष्ट्य था। कभी पूज्यपाल सिद्धार्थ महाराज जी में और गुरु महाराज जी में तर्क होता, सिद्धार्थ महाराज स्थापित करते थे कोई वस्तु को और गुरु महाराज उसका खंडन करके अपना पक्ष स्थापन करते, और फिर सिद्धार्थ महाराज जी उनके विचारों का खंडन करके अपना नया विचार स्थापित करते, लोग सुनते और अवाक रह जाते, आश्चर्यचकित रह जाते थे उनके विचारों को सुन करके। ये हमारे स्वामी जी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी अभय चरण प्रभु, ये भाई एक्सीडेंट गुरु जी से संन्यास नहीं लिया। उस समय भक्ति विलास तीर्थ महाराज जी थे मायापुर में, प्रभुपाद के प्रमुख शिष्यों में ही पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज भी थे, बन महाराज थे, प्रभुपाद के बहुत से शिष्य थे, किंतु उन्होंने हमारे गुरु जी को ही क्यों संन्यास गुरु के रूप में स्वीकार किया। वो जानते थे अपने विचार के बहुत दृढ़ है और बचपन से ही दोनों में मित्रता थी, दे वर फ्रेंड, बोजम फ्रेंड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग ऑफ श्रीला भाईचारनाथ प्रभु के इन मठ, ही वाज जूनियर ऑफ ऑल गुरुदेव। गुरु महाराज वेन मठ इन 1916 एंड ही ज्वाइन
23
पर है,
22
लाइक सो। But he went to Mathura and took sannyas from our Gurudev. And then he began to preach about the whole world. And in couple of years, magically, he preached to the whole world. Wrote so many books. And thus, he made so many sannyasis, but not Vedic sannyasis. Like Tamal Maharaj, Tamal Goswami Maharaj, Jai Pataka, what is this name? But he wanted to preach our whole world. So he gets a Nathmali Danda, and he knew that they are not qualified for Danda. So he gets these names, not Vaidhi. He knew all these things, but he knowingly not yet, and he might know knew that they cannot be online. After some days they will depreciate. So I think that 99% they are
follow,
what
follow,
sannyas, and those who are sannyasi, they are also now ready to give up sannyas. So I don't want to make sannyasi like him. You should be very strong and bold. I think that you will preach the mission of your Gurudev everywhere. As bold as you are, and my Gurudev was as bold, you should be very bold. Don't fear to anyone. Tell what is true in this world. Go, Prabhanande.
Sada sada.
Banmara.